The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
You know, not so long ago, and it's been very lucky for me. Thank you. The champagne was Canadian. The hostess sang a song. I contemplated suicide. Then you came along. You're so spontaneous. You hit the spot. Nothing but everything is all you've got. You're so spontaneous. You top the bill. Your elegant savoir faire gives me a thrill. You're so spontaneous. Please don't ever change. You're so if I rule the world and home on the range. You're so spontaneous in each and every way. Spontaneous, what more can I say? For this is the moment. The moment is now. The moment is you. So come on, take it out. You're so spontaneous. You knock me flat. You pull those little white rabbits out of my top hat. You're so spontaneous. It's wonderful. Spontaneous. That's what you are. Abracadabra,
Creatures of habit, is that the time? Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Things. I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. This morning we shall be discussing current affairs and the public interest and asking the question, what's in it for me? But first, the headlines. Three large overripe bananas have been removed from the fruit bowl and will have to be eaten today or thrown away tomorrow. A small child's Wellington boot has finally come to light under an upturned flower pot beneath a heap of grass cuttings. A tiny double-decker bus was also found. An extensive olive oil spillage has used up more than 80% of a deluxe double-strength quilted kitchen roll. According to an eyewitness, it was even more absorbent than aubergines. Now, the public interest. Some say that what interests the public is not always in the public interest. Well, who are they when they're at home? And what do they know? We ask the question, what's in it for me? Teapot, what's in it for you?
Not a lot, to be honest.
Tate Modern Mug.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true. A never-ending stream of current affairs is a joy forever.
That doesn't make it a thing of beauty.
I'm sick of current affairs. Can't we have something more light-hearted?
Like what?
Well, how about some tips on health and beauty?
Yes, and I'd like to talk about art.
Very well, I'm a fair man. If you don't want to talk about current affairs, then we won't.
Oh, good.
Really?
No, instead, we'll talk about sport.
I knew it.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, and right now we're going over to our golfing correspondent, Kirsty Spalding.
Good morning.
She's just an egg cup.
Carry on, egg cup. I mean, Kirsty.
Well, we have ideal conditions here this morning, Dick. Plenty of sunshine, just a hint of breeze that shouldn't test the players too much. Some tricky pin positions, however. But otherwise, I think we can look forward to some really low scores.
What's golf got to do with the public interest? That's what I'd like to know.
You've had your chance, Teapot. Kirsty, what about the top players? The multi-millionaire ones who head the money list. Have you spoken to any of them?
Quite a few, Dick, yes. And they're all saying pretty much the same thing.
And what are they saying?
Oh, you know, they're pretty happy with the game right now. They're swinging pretty good, hitting the ball solid, working on the shot game and hoping to sink a few putts.
Yes, well, it must be quite something to stand over a 5 or 6 footer that's worth £500,000. What goes through a golfer's mind at a time like that?
Oh, I've no idea, Dick.
But surely you can imagine what it's like and share it with our listener?
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Of course she wouldn't.
Have a guess. Take a stab at it.
I'm sorry, Dick. My mind's a blank.
Well, you said it.
I'm only an egg cup after all.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Kirsty. Kirsty Spalding there, out on the links.
No, she isn't. She's on a side plate by the marmalade.
And talking of links, here's our very own all-star celebrity packet of cornflakes.
I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
And I'm Dick Headline, Anchorman. Goodbye.
Oh, motorbike heartbeats flutter to the stutter of a humanoid heartthrob sobbing out a ticker tape tune by the light of the moon. Bleep, bleep, keep rocking, daddy, do the stroll. Cause the humanoid boogie's for the humanoid rock and roll. Mad Dan, Sugar Man, and Henrietta Holocaust introduced to you what's new on the humanoid scene. It's a wow, it's a scream. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a humanoid, let's have fun, gonna get a personality sound, if all goes well. Bleep, bleep, keep rocking, daddy, catch the power. Cause the humanoid boogie's been requested on two-way humanoid eyes, so pop that body. Well, the humanoid boogie's gonna get to number one in the charts voted by the people, people of the record buying public hall. Programmed to a multiple response ratio, it's a wow, it's a gas, it's a Wall Street crash, like cigar ash. Beep, beep, keep rocking, daddy, do the stroke. Cause the humanoid boogie's for the humanoid rock and roll. So I'll pop that body one more time.
Saga City never sleeps. Even in the self-assured, self-assembled, convenient, flat-pack furnished world of the chic and outwardly cheerful, there are no simple diagrams to help you make it through the night.
Keep still, will ya? Give over!
Oh, sod it.
What's the matter with ya?
Can't sleep. I'm going down the all-night joke shop.
Oh. Get us an arrow through the head, will ya?
What for?
For me new earrings. They weigh a ton. It'll help support them.
All right.
Hello, Morris? Yeah, why don't ya? Nah, he's gone down the all-night joke shop. See you soon.
Help you.
I'll have a double whoopee cushion and an electric handshake.
Is that to go?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, an arrow through the head.
That's $3.99. Or do you want the special?
What's that?
Double whoopee cushion, electric handshake, arrow through the head, and a free mucky Fido. Only $4.99.
What's a mucky Fido?
plastic dog turd. Gets a big laugh.
Well, all right.
Next, how may I help you? Oh, Morris.
Estelle.
Morris.
Ooh, Estelle.
Shh.
What?
That was quick.
What do you mean? I hardly got started.
It's Gavin. He's back.
Oh, no.
Quick, get in the wardrobe.
Ooh, very nice. You build that from a flat pack?
Shut up and get in.
All right, keep your ear on.
Oh, hello, doll. You're back early.
Yeah, well, the place was packed out. Got a takeaway instead.
Did you get me arrow through the head?
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks, doll.
Yeah, whose underpants is this?
Well, they're yours, aren't they?
Not with an elephant's trunk on the front, no. You got a man in here?
Don't be dumb.
Where is he?
Oh, I give up. He's in the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. You don't expect me to fall for that old one, do you?
Suit yourself.
All right. I will.
Hello, mate.
What you doing here?
I'm from the council. I come about the moths.
Moths? What moths?
Well, I got most of them by now, haven't I? There you are. Job done.
But look at you. You're stark naked.
You're right. The sneaky little bastards.
Saga City was a Radio Noir production.
Caramba, ay, ay, ay. The moon is bright above, the stars are in the sky, the night was made for love. Caramba, ay, 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 señorita, por favor, take me in your arms and love me evermore. Libido, 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 boys and girls come out to play. Libido, 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 dancing the night away. They say little girls are made of sugar and spice and all things are nice, but I don't think so.
I know.
No, I don't think so.
Ah!
They say little boys are made of slugs and snails and puppy dogs' tails, but I don't think so.
I know.
No, I don't think so.
We call Confucius, Vamanos Fred Astaire. Banditos con pistolas, a paso doble tú. Hasta la mañana when I come home to you.
Libido, 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 boys and girls come out to play. Libido, 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 dancing the night away. Libido, 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 dancing the night away. Everybody dance.
in Saga City.
Is, it's not like it's every now and then. They're at it all the time.
Yeah, they might as well sew handles on them.
Handles on what?
Hello, Morris.
Football shirts. Reg is being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. If you can't stop the shirt pulling, why not make it part of the game and sew handles on the shirts?
Oh, I see. If you don't use the handle, it's a foul.
You're not taking it serious.
You've got to admit, Trev, Reg has got a point. Hang on. Hello? Estelle? You up for it? Where's Gavin?
I'm on my way. Sorry, fellas. Gotta go. You better watch it, Morris. If Gavin finds out...
Don't make me laugh. Gavin is to brains what football boots are to fish. See ya.
Saga City is teeming with people from all walks of life. Not always seeing eye to eye, but nevertheless... rubbing shoulders, scratching heads, picking noses, chewing fingernails, and not always washing their hands.
Gervaise, do you see who is arriving?
Oh, you are hurting my arm. I see only a very fat man.
Imbecile, that is Anton Trousikov, the famous international gourmet. Now go, tell everyone in the kitchen to wake up their ideas. I will show him to his table, a la vite.
Hans?
Ja?
Make sure all the dishes are clean. We have a special customer.
Jawohl.
Chef, Gaston has asked that everyone pull out all the stops.
Welcome. Bienvenue à chez Gaston, Monsieur Trousikov. It is an honor to serve you.
Of course. Show me your menu.
Oh, voilà, monsieur. Allow me to point out that all our food is untouched by human hands.
I know. They say your chef is a chimpanzee.
Oh, monsieur, I must protest.
But why? That is why I am here, to eat something I have never eaten before.
Oh, bon. Then you have come to the right place. Chez Gaston is famous for its avant-garde cuisine.
Pah, there is nothing on this menu I have never eaten before. Get me my hat.
Ah, but wait. Perhaps Monsieur would care to choose something from the tank.
Tank? You have a tank? Show me.
Ah, oui, Monsieur. It is full of the most exotic creatures from the oceans of the world.
Reg, I've been thinking.
What about?
What Morris said. You know, he said, Gavin is to brains what fish are to football boots. What did he mean, Reg?
He meant Gavin don't use his brains like fish don't use football boots.
Ah, but fish could use football boots.
What are you talking about?
Well, suppose someone lobbed an old football boot into a canal, say.
Yeah, so what?
Well, then a little fish could come along and lay its eggs in it, see? All the little hatchlings could hide in it and be safe from predators.
Get us another pint, Trevor. What is that hiding in the corner?
Where?
There.
Oh, oui. It is a squid, but it is very small.
Perhaps why is it green?
Ah, the squid is famous for its camouflage. It can adopt the colour of its surroundings. It is pretending to be part of the plants.
Let me look closer. Oh, it has a moustache.
No, no, they are tentacles, but very short. They only look like the facial hair.
Do not insult my powers of observation. I will have the small green squid with the moustache.
Oh, certainement. Gervaise?
Oui, monsieur?
Get the net and catch the squid for Monsieur Trousikov.
Mais non, I cannot do it. He looks so cute. Ah, look at his eyes, so big and sad, like a little puppy dog.
Imbecile, go and fetch Hans. Oh, give me strength.
Yeah?
Oh, Hans.
Scheiße.
Never mind that. takes a net and catches his squid for Monsieur Trousikov while I flog him a bottle of vino.
Jawohl! Kommen Sie hier, meine Kleine.
Or if you prefer red, I can recommend the Chateau Pomeroy or perhaps the Sancerre Rouge.
Psst! Gaston!
Je m'excuse, monsieur, un moment. What is it, Gervaise?
It's Hans! He has quit! He could not do it! The squid was so scared and looking with his big sad eyes. And now Hans is in the kitchen crying like a baby and saying he will be a vegetarian!
Sacre bleu!
What is going on? Where is my squid?
I am sorry, monsieur, but Hans that does dishes can be soft as Gervaise with mild green furry-lipped squid.
You're listening to In His Own World, an experimental radio broadcast that takes the lid off human consciousness and asks, is it all a dream, or does it do exactly what it says on the tin?
You make it. Why am I? You make it. Why am I?
New from Why Am I, an all-purpose board you can cut, shape, bend, twist. Why, you can even drop it out of helicopters.
You make it. Why am I bored?
It's to DIY for.
Why am I bored?
Let's go back to the early days.
Retaliation as a toy.
throw noses like that.
Damien, have you seen my chainsaw?
Tracy, get up here now. Just look at the state of your bed.
Saga City is home to many a lost soul with an artistic bent. Such a man is Yossa Grubstreet, undercover reporter for The Scum. He has a nose for a story and a finger in all kinds of pies.
Rhubarb? You're kidding.
No, straight up, it was rhubarb.
Hello? Excuse me, I wonder if you can help me.
Why? Are you lost?
No, I'm looking for someone. Are you local?
Well, we're in our local, if that's what you mean.
Mind if I join you?
Depends. Are you buying?
Of course. What's your poison? Same again?
Why not? Mine's a pint.
No, hang on, Trev. We'll have a couple of large whiskies.
Two large whiskies it is. One for Trev and...
Reg. And who might you be?
Here's my card. Any particular whiskey?
Yeah, Highland Malt.
Two large Highland Malts it is, then.
Who is he, Reg?
Blimey. It's Yossa Grubstreet. You know, from The Scum.
I wonder what he wants round here.
Tell you what, whatever it is, keep your mouth shut. Just tell him enough for him to keep the drinks coming.
Oh, I get it. Spin him along, like.
That's it. Play it right. Then the laugh's on him.
Oh, Morris, I'm worried.
What about? Not your figure, I hope.
No, it was a lovely meal. It's just that, well...
What then?
Well, is it wise for us to be seen together in public? Especially in a place like Shea Gaston's?
Nothing's too good for you, doll.
But what if Gavin finds out?
Don't worry. He spends all his time down the all-night joke shop. If he don't take care of you, that's his lookout.
All the same, he has got a nasty temper.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. Everything is satisfactory?
Yes, thanks, Gervais. I haven't had a meal like that since I was on an aeroplane.
Perhaps you would care for something more?
No, thanks. I'm stuffed. How about you, doll?
I wouldn't mind a coffee.
C'est dément. What kind of cafe?
I'll have a cappuccino.
Yeah, I'll have one and all. Make that two cappuccino.
So, you know all the local villains, then?
Well, I don't, but Reg here, he grew up with them.
That's right. I went to school with him. Well, on those days we actually went to school.
Yes. But what about names? I bet these larger-than-life characters have got some really colourful names.
You mean like the Scarlet Pimpernel?
Well, I was thinking more of nicknames.
Well, there's Morris the Mouth.
Yeah. He can talk a cat out of a fish shop.
And then there's Nasty Nick, the Knuckle.
Ah, you don't want to mess with him.
And then there's Artie. Artie the Blonker.
Artie the Blonker. Oh, dear. We were talking about him earlier. He's just got out of Nick. For Nick in a van. Full of rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Well. Rhubarb. He doesn't sound too bright.
Listen, he's two bits of bread. Sure, the sandwich.
The lights are on, but there's nobody home.
I see.
But the word on the street is, and this is the best bit, he's put himself up for hire. There's an it man.
Yes! What's he gonna do? Hit him over the head with a stick of rhubarb?
Hello?
Are you Artie?
Yeah, who wants to know?
It's Gavin. I understand you've got a new line of work.
What if I have?
I got a job for you.
Who is it? I gotta know who it is.
Meet me tomorrow. The all-night joke shop. You know where the chattering teeth are?
Yeah. What time?
Anytime. I'll be there.
Have Trevor and Reg let the cat out of the bag? Is Yossa Grubstreet onto something really big? Have Morris and Estelle gone too far? Will Gavin and Artie the Plonker go through with it? Does anyone really care?
Did you bring any old records with you?
Well, no, why?
Well, you see, we can't possibly make any new records unless we've got some old ones to melt down.
Good heavens, bad as that, is it?
Afraid so, sir. Take no notice. That was just a bit of an old record that was used to make this one.
Good grief.
I got the recycled vinyl blues. I got Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes. Jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl. I thought I'd write a hit song, make a little money from a happy tune.
Carolina Moon.
And there it goes again, it makes me wanna cry. Recycled vinyl just won't die.
She wears red feathers and a hoodie hoodie skirt.
Got the recycled vinyl blues. I got Tchaikovsky and the blues with you. Sound. Some people just dig up the world, there's money underground. They dig out all the copper, uranium and zinc. But I could really dig it if they only stopped to think. Now everybody knows you have to put back what you take. Who'd ride a roller coaster if they knew it had no break? It took a million years for us to crawl out from the sea. Five will get you ten, they can't recycle you or me. Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes. Jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes. Bumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl.
G'day, my name is Ozzy, Ozzy Mandia, and this is my first time in Saga City. Who am I? I'm just another Antipodean with itchy feet, and a really irritating habit of turning every sentence into a question. Oh no, not again!
You wanted to see me, sir?
Ah, yes, Miss Bonoffi, I want you to take something down.
Yes, Mr. Grubstreet.
Call me Yosser.
Yes, sir.
No, Yosser. Oh, never mind. Take down this memo.
Just a memo? Why don't you use the internal email?
Because I need to get some information across before the scene fades.
Oh, I see. You need to say it out loud, because this is radio. A bit like the Archers.
Yes. Now, can we get on?
Yes, sir.
Too late. We're being faded out. Quick, come with me.
Where?
To the canteen.
Saga City never sleeps. And like nature, it abhors a vacuum. As indeed do most people, especially outside a hotel bedroom at 7:30 in the morning. However, down on the Jerry Springer estate, all is not well with Gavin and Estelle.
Reports that a number of pterodactyls have been sighted over the south coast have proved to be false.
They
still.
The flying objects have now been identified as hang gliding asylum seekers and will be humanely destroyed. Now, the way...
Oi! I was watching that! Give us that remote!
Estelle, I want to talk to you.
Can't it wait?
Absurd reductions and fiasco.
What's happened to the news?
You're on the wrong channel. Give me that.
Now, I can do it.
Fiasco.
That's the volume. Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Fiasco.
We need to talk.
What is there to talk about?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Where are you going? Miserable git.
And the outlook for Thursday, more unsettled weather, I'm afraid.
Why are we in the canteen, Mr. Grubstreet?
Just a hunch. They may fade us back up from here. The background's more interesting.
How will we know?
We won't. Now listen, you know I'm working on something undercover for our latest campaign.
Yes, wipe our streets clean of crime with the scum.
I'm close, very close to something big. I can smell it.
Ooh, what?
I've got all the dirt on this hitman, Artie the Plonker. I know where he lives, I know what he eats, and I know where he's meeting a client tonight. Never mind. Go to the newsroom and stay by the phone.
Where are you going?
The all-night joke shop.
Are you Artie?
Yeah. You Gavin?
Yeah, I got a job for you.
Who is it? I need to know who it is.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, well, nearly I have, yeah.
What do you mean, nearly?
Well, there's this Australian bloke. He keeps getting away, but I'll get him. I'm like a dog with a bone, I am. Like a dog with a bone.
All right. It's my wife. I've tried talking to her.
Like a dog with a bone, I am. Like a dog with a bone.
Shh! Someone's coming.
G'day. I'm looking for the rubber reptile section. I need a crocodile. A really big one.
Yeah, Artie, have you gone mad? Leave him alone. Let him go.
Struth, you blokes are none too friendly. I'm not staying.
I'm like a dog with a bone, I am. Like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, you said. Now, how much to knock off my wife?
500.
I ain't got that kind of money.
How much have you got then?
I've only got a quid.
All right, I'll do it for a pound. Where will I find her?
Try the supermarket.
Which one?
Fiascos.
Hello, the scum? Wiping our streets clean of crime?
Miss Bonoffi, tell the editor to hold the front page.
Oh, Mr. Grubstreet, what happened?
Take this down. Thanks to the miracle of CCTV, I saw it all. In a branch of Fiascos, the nationwide supermarket chain, at least two people got more than they bargained for. A local hitman known as Artie the Plonker today attempted to strangle bored, attractive housewife Estelle Celery. A PhD student who was stacking shelves nearby tried to save the unfortunate woman, but was also throttled. Both are recovering in hospital. The attacker has been arrested, and a Mr. Gavin Celery is helping police with their inquiries.
Wow, what a scoop. What's the headline?
Artichokes 2 for a pound at Fiascos.
That's the fireworks over. You know, it always amazes me that every single star out there is a sun, just like the one we orbit every year, but prefer to think of as something that rises and sets every day. I don't know about you, but whenever I think of the vastness of the universe, my head hurts.
The sun is in the sky. Another day is born. Bird is on the wing, the snail is on the thorn, stealing time, stealing time, stealing time takes a lifetime. The sun is in the sky. So near and yet so far, further down the road, the thief is in your car. Stealing time, stealing time. sky, slowly going down. Maybe it's the world turning round and round, stealing time, stealing time, stealing time takes a lifetime. Time enough to borrow, time enough to treasure. Stealing time, stealing time, stealing time takes a lifetime.
To feed the tally ho, there's no time to waste. When you're a part of the whole human race. So twinkle little star, shining in the everlasting night. Sometimes you seem so wide-eyed, sometimes you're not so bright. Oh no, no.
If you have been, thanks for listening.